This is JIS News. Coming up, Minister Daly moves to address concerns of SERA employees regarding salary deductions. Education Ministry to regulate school vendors and Health Ministry prepares for chikungunya virus. The details after the break.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. Minister with responsibility for the public service in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Harris Daly, has moved to address concerns among employees in the Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, regarding salary deductions. SERA employees have complained that personal salary deductions were not being paid over to the relevant entities. The public service minister says immediate steps will be taken to resolve the issues. Minister Daly made the disclosure on Friday at a high-level meeting involving representatives of the public sector monitoring committee, the leadership of SERA, and the ministries of finance and health. The discussions explored several options that would be activated in short order to clear up the outstanding arrears. Minister Daly reiterated the government's commitment to resolving matters in the best interests of all concerned. The Ministry of Education is moving to create a policy to regulate school vendors. Director of Safety and Security in Schools, Sergeant Coolridge Minto, says ministry investigations have shown that some vendors are exposing students to health and safety risks associated with unhygienic practices. Some vendors are allegedly selling illegal substances to children, hiding weapons and handling food without access to clean water and bathroom facilities.
We're going to be requesting that they have food handler's permit, they have the permit from the council to sell, they have a police record that was checked and some antecedent be done, and in some cases they're given some sort of identification from the school to say that you're a contractor or otherwise that we're putting here.
Sergeant Minto says the ministry is working with the parish councils, police and the vendors to draft the policy. Drafting is in the initial stages. Sergeant Minto was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Director of Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse, is urging Jamaicans to take precaution against the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. This comes as the chikungunya virus, Chikv, continues to spread across some Caribbean nations. Dr. Bullock Ducasse says while there have to date been no cases of the disease in Jamaica, the Ministry of Health continues to beef up its preparedness mechanisms. She says the ministry has been putting measures in place for more than 2 years in anticipation of the possibility of Chikv reaching Jamaica. These include training and sensitization of staff, the strengthening of surveillance systems, and development of a communication strategy. The chikungunya virus is spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is also the vector for dengue. Chikv symptoms include high fever, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, mainly in the limbs and large joints, and a rash. Infants and the elderly are at greater risk for more severe symptoms of the disease. And the Jamaica Household Workers Union is supporting the call by Labour Minister Derek Kellyer for household workers to be protected under the coming Occupational Safety and Health Act. Minister Kellyer made the call at a recently held World Safety and Health Day symposium. President of the Jamaica Household Workers Union, Shirley Price, has lauded the minister for his continued efforts in making representation for the safety of all Jamaican workers, especially household workers.
I think it is a very good initiative, because domestic workers are just like any other worker. So whatever laws are put in place for worker, it should cover domestic workers as well. Because we believe that they are part of the system, they are working, they are contributing to nation building, so they should be covered as well.
Ms. Price was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Occupational Safety and Health Act will provide coverage for the country's 58,000 household workers against harmful chemicals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.